This is it. Here comes your update on behalf of Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Michael Garland is in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
And how you been keeping?
Very busy. It's been an awesome summer in Oceanside.
Mm. Let me see. The last time I saw you would have been KidFest.
It was at KidFest. And may I say, what an immaculate job you did as the MC.
Well,
I tell you what, folks, if you ever have an event, Dave is definitely the one to lasso and get involved, because you bring great spirit and color to any event you attend.
Gee whiz, thank you. And my price is right.
That's and particularly, we're willing to pay twice as much as we normally pay you.
Yeah, right. we have some things on a list of yours to talk about. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I'm really pleased this year, and as are everyone with the Tour de Rock folks, the Cops for Cancer, we have a local rider.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So we have Constable Tim Kenning. And Tim has a young family. His family has been touched by cancer. Just the greatest guy to go out there and step up. The amount of training that they do, it seems like it's been going on forever.
Mm.
Recently, they just did the bike up Mount Washington.
Oh, boy.
Whereas you and I, we're more the people going down Mount Washington on a bike. But his dedication is phenomenal. And to help him out a wee bit, we've got a number of events going on, one specifically coming up on September the 8th.
Yes. Oh, is that the one at Thalassa?
That is indeed. So we are going to have a fish taco night fundraiser.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. And of course, it wouldn't be a true fundraiser without includes a beer and 6 ounce glass of wine.
All righty.
We got to have that in there as well. So we are going to have tickets, and they're going to be available at the restaurant itself, at Thalassa restaurant itself. And you can also get tickets at the Oceanside RCMP detachment in Parksville. And give them a call first to make sure they still have some tickets left. The number there is 250-248-6111 during regular office hours.
Are they a cash-only kind of an outfit?
They would prefer cash, but they will take checks. They don't have the ability to get credit cards, unfortunately.
Okay.
But they certainly would be very appreciative if you come in, step up, and help out. There's going to be a silent and live auction, as well as raffle tickets and a 50-50 draw.
Wonderful. And of course, the good constable will be there.
He will be indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, you're going to have a guest on Friday, and they'll talk a wee bit more about the actual camp that the riders are supporting. Your good friend, Joan LeMoyne, will be here.
Yes, a friend to many she is. And once again, I know she said in the past, that's the last time. And here she is going at it again. Good for her.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, since she went to visit Camp Good Times, I think she really hit home for her that she can't give up on the kids.
And all of the riders, that's one of the places they do visit right off the bat. So they gives them real good focus, and they get their junior rider at that time as well.
Oh, okay.
So
that's how that works.
That's how it works. So it really is a great thing. So folks, come out, support it. September the 8th. Love to see you out there.
Wonderful. And coming soon, also, back to school. You want to touch on that one?
Well, you know what? I was trying to say, you know, school days. I want to get some good rock music in the background or maybe, you know, the wonderful time of the year for the parents. But for motorists, September 3rd. Things are changing. So for the last 60 days, you've been able to bomb through Bennett Road. That is about to change. So September 3rd, that's when the youngsters are starting back to school. Oceanside Community Safety will have our Speed Watch volunteers out to educate and remind you, please slow down, keep your eyes open. You've got some new students who have never been to school before that are just getting themselves orientated. Heck, you've got parents who have never been tripping off skids to school before that are going to be trying to find their way. So the RCMP will also be doing an enforcement campaign, but their preference is for us to be out there as volunteers, educate people, get people kind of acclimatized again that please watch your speedometer. Keep your speed low. Watch for the kids.
As a Speed Watch volunteer, have you ever encountered someone that prompted you to just go straight calling the police right away?
Actually, I have had that happen to me. Mm. I had a motorist about 2 years ago. He went through the speed zone out at Nanuse Bay Elementary School. Not once. Not twice. The second time, we actually phoned the detachment, and a member was dispatched, and they parked up the road. And sure enough, lucky three.
Wow.
And total disregard for the welfare of others, and just felt they were entitled. They just said it was important they get to where they were going, and they accused the Mountie of pulling them over because they had a red car.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yes, right. Red car, right.
Had nothing to do with going 21 kilometers an hour over the speed limit in a school zone.
Man.
Yeah, it's you know what? It really is sad when people try to put themselves above it. So just for people, an overview, just remember that the BC penalties. So if the Mounties do stop you in school zone, the fines can anywhere between $196 to $253. And remember, it's very easy to go 40 kilometers over if you're not really paying attention. And that means that your vehicle could be impounded.
Ooh.
And you could be walking with the kids on the bus on the way home.
Okay.
There you go.
Warning delivered. All right, you also want to touch on a couple of upcoming ICBC campaigns.
You betcha. So also goes hand in hand with back to school and us getting back into a regular routine. It's distracted driving, and that's, you know, being on your cell phone. And it's not just on your cell phone. It's drinking a coffee, eating a sandwich, you know, you're doing your highliner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you actually do that often.
Well, don't look at me when you say
that. There are different reasons why people would be distracted in a car, but you know what? Modern vehicles, there are so many things that can really take your attention away from the road. And,
yeah.
And you know, back to school, this is not the time not to be paying attention. So the RCMP will be doing a specific step up of enforcement for distracted driving, and they're going to be specifically looking for those devious little devices, cell phones.
Mm.
So keep them out of your hand. You don't want to be caught with one of those in your hand. And the fine now is $368 for the first offense.
Good.
And three demerits.
Good.
There you go. There
you
go.
Gosh darn it. You know where I stand on that.
There you go. And right. Also, and it may be hard to believe, Dave, you know, well, those of us who are more mature, we've been around before that with you, what do they call that? Oh, seatbelt. So some people who haven't been around since the 50s, basically it'll also be occupant restraint enforcement. And that, for those that don't remember that, get into your car, reach your right hand, reach over, pull on the belt, put it on. It's a $167 fine not to do that little 2-second exercise.
Which, it just boggles my mind that somebody would, I guess somebody could be really so distracted they just forget. I think it's happened to me once where I caught myself, oh my gosh, I don't have my seatbelt on. But the car will also remind you usually. Start
the car will remind you as well. And you know what the thing is and it's not young drivers. Young drivers are taught, they just automatically reach for it. It's folks that, like you said, we sometimes forget because we may be in a hurry or it's just that momentary lapse of reason.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a song.
Ooh.
Anyway, but that's one of the things that, you know, we try to get across. And of course, going with the occupant restraint is child car seat.
Mm-hmm.
And for those parents, make sure your child is in the car seat properly for back to school. Yes, there are going to be children that are still in car seats going back to school. Make sure you use the device. If you're not too sure if it's installed correctly, please, please, please visit us at Island Health, the Oceanside Public Health Clinic. Every second Wednesday from 9 till 11, we're there. Free advice. We will teach you how to install it. Make sure that it works best for you.
Good stuff. Keeping us safe. Michael Garland, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dave.